Kevin Hines, county quarter-final day upon you. The real start of the knockouts, I suppose you could say.
That's it, sure. Look, we're looking forward to it now. After a disappointing year last year when we didn't get through, it's good to be back in quarter-final again and just get down to training now again and hopefully things go well in the day.
I suppose the difference this year, kind of with the, I was going to say the absence of COVID, maybe less of COVID, at least it was a more normal five-round championship at least, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, and I think like looking back at the championship, there was some great games,
yeah,
and big crowds, I suppose, out, and it's good to see that back again. Like there was the standard was good, I think, across the games, and hopefully they'll continue now into the knockout stages.
I remember the night the draw was done. The group that she came out and everyone was going ooh and ah. It was like as if every game was even tougher than the first one. And you were involved in two particular classic games against Thomas's and Clarenbridge.
Yeah, the standard in the group was very high. Like, and I suppose we just had to hit the ground running. With a ding dong battle, I suppose Thomas in the first game came out the wrong side of it, and we just had to take it game by game from there. And look, we managed to get the points on the board and get through, like, so we're delighted with that. As I said, especially after, you know, disappointing into the last year.
That's driving you, I'd say, because that was freakish, wasn't it? It was a game, remind us again, you could have lost by, what was it, 3 or 4 points, and in the end got caught. An awful hard game psychologically to get your head around, isn't it?
It was, yeah. Just the way things worked out. Look, it was in our own hands going into it, I suppose. Yeah. So we had no complaints after it. Like, we just, I think, we could have won, lost by 4 or something. We ended up getting bet by more. But look, that's in the past now, I suppose. We just had to look forward to the challenge ahead now for Tumla next weekend.
Nice mix in the team. I won't say that you were at one end of it, but you know what I mean. But an awful lot of these under-20s coming in that seem to have brought a fair bit of life to the squad.
Oh yeah, sure, it's great. It's great to see the young lads coming, and you know, it's added an awful lot to it. Like, they've been pushing, I suppose, a few of them the last few years, but this year, I suppose, is really a lot of them have come into the team, and look, they're a breath of fresh air, even down at training, you know. And definitely the older side of things now with myself, and sure, look, it's great to have them coming. And even I was involved with the club minors this year, and like, there's young lads coming there, and it's great to see it.
And looking at teams across the board for the last few years, it is becoming a young man's game, Kevin, isn't it? An awful lot of teams are giving youth their head, like.
They are indeed. But I suppose it's just the way things happen. People, and more than myself now, just getting older and have been around for a good few years. So you need to have the youth coming in, and look, they bring a great energy, I suppose, to training and the pace and everything. So it's just great to see it.
And we won't write you off yet now. There's plenty left in the legs. Finally, Portumna, a team coming into this stage of the championship, nearly in bonus territory, but you know what they have. They have an awful lot of experience and know-how at this level, so dangerous game for you.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a tough battle, and look, they'll be coming in with great confidence. I think they're unbeaten, I think, all the way through this year so far, and I think it was 2 years ago we played them at the Rye in the group stage as well, and there wasn't much in that at all either. Like, so look, we've a big challenge ahead of ourselves, and we're looking forward to it.
Finally, you're looking forward to it. The game's coming thick and fast. I put the same question to Conor O'Hare a little bit earlier on. This new format, games every 2 weeks, you like it?
Oh, definitely. It's like, look, I was involved obviously with the county setup before and the club setup, but I think the split season has been good. You know, at least you're getting a full focus, and you have the county lads back with us, and it's great to see it. And as I say, the standard has been very good, and I hope long may it continue.